White, J.E. White, Emma. May 1901, circa. Dear children Edson and Emma, we were obliged to leave College View before the money was prepared by pledges to be brought in. I understand that the money was to be sent to the committee at Nashville, yourself being one of that committee. Please let me know about this matter, because the money was raised expressly to help the work in Nashville in their present necessity. And so many mistakes have been made in performance of the sending and receiving the means that should come to Nashville in their present needs. I tried hard to find out about what was to be done in the matter, but I was engaged to go to dinner about 4 or 5 miles away and from there to the cars, so I know not how the matter was left, except to say the means must go to Nashville at once for the purpose of preparation of the work to be done there now. Has the money come to you? I am anxious to know. $500 was in to be sent at once. I somehow feel a little anxious, for you have not written to me that you received the money. Will you write to me about this at once? How much have you received? I have spoken once in this place to a large tent, crowded. I understand some people have come 200 and 300 miles to this meeting with their own conveyance. It has been raining previous to our coming here. Everything is free from dust, but the tent is pitched in a very pleasant place for warm weather and unpleasantly low and damp for rainy weather. I was quite sad when I saw the rain falling this morning. Now at 11 o'clock a.m., the sun is shining and we hope for pleasant weather. But we will not complain. The Lord knows all about this meeting. There are many poor people who have come quite a distance, 30, 40, 50, and 100, 200, and 300 miles, I understand. The meetings are going well. W.C. White is so much used up, he can hardly hold his eyes open. He has had much labor on this route since leaving Battle Creek. I am in a large, comfortable house with a beautiful yard of grass and the most splendid, large, beautiful evergreen trees circling the whole house, but a good distance from it. Here I make my home. Maggie and Sarah occupy a chamber, and Maggie is sick in bed. She has ridden in the chair car full of dust and emanations from the bodies. This has been a disagreeable route, changing cars, and yet I have endured it as well and better than the rest. The Lord is good, and I will praise His holy name. I sent you a letter from Boulder, I think it was. I have been whirled along so rapidly, I hardly know where I mailed my letters. Last Wednesday morning at 2 o'clock, W.C. White, your mother, and Sarah, with a man to drive team, came 35 miles before eating our breakfast and had just time to get well on the train, tourist car. Slept well in it. In love.